The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them.
John Leadhart captures the imagination of listeners every week with stories about such technological achievements as China's Great Wall.
It probably did serve the purpose of keeping invaders out, but it was finished just as the new cannons were being perfected. Artillery was about to put an end to all Great Walls.
His fans marvel at his ability to explore technology and other subjects in ways that are often unexpected.
People want to be surprised. If the story is expected, it will be dull, ipso facto.
Leadhart achieves surprise by looking into old books and engineering manuals for information about technology that changed the world.
The trick is to jump from one thread of context to another thread of context and show that this thing links to this thing in an unexpected way.
The Engines of Our Ingenuity is broadcast Monday through Friday and is gaining a worldwide audience online. Leadhart says he hopes the program has helped make science and engineering accessible to more people.
The Internet, I think, has changed that radically because now everybody can know something about science. Everybody can know something about technology.
At 81, Leadhart now relies on other contributors to write some of the essays, but he says he still enjoys telling stories that both entertain and educate.
Learning is like invention in that way. If we can bring people to the fun of it, to the pleasure of mental exercise and mental accomplishment, if we can do that, then the game is ours.
Hoy nos enfrentamos a los molinos.
Many of the essays are available in Spanish online at kuhf.org. There have been 2,750 3.5-minute episodes of Engines of Our Ingenuity, with many more to come. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
I'm John Leadhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.